CS has organized undocumented workers and students nationwide in support of the Federal Dream Act and has participated in the Occupy Wall Street events.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to step over here, but I don't have a PowerPoint. My name is
Matias Ramos, and I work at the Institute for Policy Studies, where I've been hired for a fellowship that is about learning how the institute works and also learning the public scholar method of the institute, which combines activism with research for the betterment of social movements. One of the topics that I want to talk about today is the Dream Act, because it's what I dedicated my life to before joining the institute, and also because I know that I live in D.C. myself, but in Maryland, specifically, is going to be a huge issue next year in front of the voters as far as the institution bill going up for a referendum. But as far as how does that fit together with the Occupy movement, right? I've been participating in the Occupy movement here in Washington, D.C. We chant Occupy Wall Street, Occupy K Street, Occupy everywhere, and never give it back. Because we really want to make a change that feeds on all of these things that we know we need. I've been to three different occupied encampments. I was visiting my girlfriend's family in Boston one weekend, so I got to go to Occupy Boston, and I went to Occupy Detroit because I was there for a conference, and I was talking to people both in Washington and D.C. D.C., Boston, and Detroit, and I think that people come into this movement through different perspectives, and their main inspiration might be different things. So some people, it's their problems with housing, they're either drawn in debt or their mortgage is something that is bringing a lot of pain into their lives. Other people are dealing with unemployment or homelessness. Other people are dealing with the prison industrial complex and the huge way in which, you know, millions of people are being incarcerated in this country. And for me, that particular struggle has been that of immigration. I came to this country as a young boy along with my parents, and I grew up in this country without legal status, but I was still able to successfully go to high school and then college, and not only learn and get myself educated, but also organize in my community for a better immigration system that recognizes immigrants as humans and not as criminals. But I think that some of the same trends that we see with incarceration and militarization is what's happening around the border now. A lot of what the Institute studies is, or what people that have been in the Institute before, is the national security state. And my recent experiences lead me to believe that the national security state is still a problem because not a lot of people know what's going on. We mentioned Lockheed Martin. There is a very big corporation, a global corporation, that runs 145,000 detention beds in both the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, and Canada. And all of these detention beds are in either prisons or detention centers or civil detention centers, and they're there to incarcerate immigrants. And in this country, we give a lot of money, of our taxpayers' money, to these private prisons who have zero accountability, who have a lot of them, you know, somebody will be given a court order to go in front of an immigration judge in like 14 months or 16 months, and they will be made to stay in detention until then, until the court makes a decision on their case. People whose only crime might be to cross the border looking for a better life, looking for work, they are placed in detention, and there's somebody making $100, $140, $160 every day that they sleep on those beds. And very recently, I have an ongoing deportation case, but I had been on a supervision where they released me because they accepted that I came here as a minor. And for a year and a half, I had to regularly check in with ICE which is the Immigration Enforcement Agency. And basically, I had to fill out some paperwork, tell them where I was living, tell them what I was working, what I was up to, and they would leave me alone. It would just take me 2 or 3 hours every couple of months, and I would go to their offices, and that would be it, while I waited for my case to move forward and be resolved. But on September 13th, I was placed on an intensive supervision program under which one of these subsidiaries of the GEO Group placed a ankle bracelet on me, a monitoring GPS ankle bracelet that I was made to wear for 24 hours a day, and they told me that I had to leave the country on October 4th. A lot of people mobilized and supported me. We drove thousands of calls, I was able to get that thing removed from my foot, first of all, and second, be granted another reprieve of my deportation order until next year in March. So in that case, I saw the power of community organizing coming to my protection, but I think it's a very little example of, one, the fact that a lot of people didn't know what the government is doing with our money, that it came to myself and my family's faces in a very difficult way, but also, and most importantly, that a lot of people coming together can really make a statement and make the government change its ways. So I hope that not just with immigration, not just with immigration enforcement, but in each and every one of these issues, we could come together and stand up for our communities. So thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Let's give Karen and Alex and Matthias another round of applause for one of the great. We can do better, can't we?
Yes, we can.
We can do better, can't we?
Yes, we can.
Our children, we have so many children in poverty, but we're spending money on the military, aren't we, Karen? Mm-hmm. Spending money on the military. We have so many. In fact, we just heard that if we reorganize our budgets, in fact, our children don't have to be loaded with debt to get a college education. Yes, we can. And I want to ask Matthias if he would come back up, because we want to recognize that through community organizing, we can right an injustice, can we? Now, you said something. Occupy what?
Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy what?
Occupy K Street.
Occupy what?
Occupy everything and never give it back.
Let's try one more time. Occupy what?
Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy what?
Occupy K Street.
Occupy what?
Occupy everywhere and never give it back.
One more time. Occupy what?
Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy what?
Occupy K Street.
Occupy what?
Occupy everywhere. Never give it back.
One more time. Occupy what?
Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy what?
Occupy K Street.
Occupy what?
Occupy everywhere. Never give it back.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.